RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not big.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to Tee to Green. 2-hour edition this week for Masters Week right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Brian Colzio, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Evan DePasquale is our producer back in our Amherst studios. We are live this week at one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. We're excited to be here and talking Masters. Lots to get to here on that tournament. The best week in golf, in my opinion, for sure. A couple of guests along the way. Tim Karchus from the First Tee of Western New York. We'll interview him at 7:45. Don Schneider, the director of golf PGA Pro here at Pendleton Creek. In the second hour, he'll lead us off at 8 p.m. And lots to get to here with Kevin and 8 a.m. Sorry.
Okay.
You thought we were going long today.
I know we had a long show today,
man,
Brian. But
did Kevin wake up there? He's like, whoa, we're going till 8 a.m.
I was
going
to say, I won't be here for the 8 p.m. hour.
That's right.
Good morning,
Don,
man.
Just looked at me, too. He's like, 8 p.m.? Oh, boy. This is going to be a long day for us here. That's right.
We
8 a.m.
We could talk Masters that long.
I think we could go till 8 p.m. tonight.
Yeah. You know, his shout out to Anita West, okay?
The old 97
yes, yes, I think she's still on, but she used to say, hey, we'll see you tomorrow if the creek don't rise. Well, the creek is rising right now. So
yes.
Anyways, I thought I wanted to get that out there. So good morning, Anita. She's probably not listening to Tee to Green, but
you never know.
Some
Lots
folks,
of people do.
Yes, I just want to give a shout out to Anita West because the creeks are rising here, Brian. Yep. Oof, so we're all going to be watching the Masters this weekend because – Or inside the Golf Dojo playing while watching the Masters.
Yeah, it's a good day to be inside. That's all. Yeah, Yeah, it's a good day. It's still like Christmas week, though. So if it's going to be a cruddy weekend, I'd have been inside watching the Masters anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you don't feel guilty about it.
No, I don't feel as guilty.
All right. Yeah. If it's 70 and sunny, you feel like you should be getting something, or you should be outside, yeah, or getting something accomplished outside. Now, get yourself your spot on the couch and be ready.
Yeah, yeah. They had some weather, right? And so round one got delayed a little bit. You know what the great part about that was? Yesterday morning watching Tiger's finish to the first round and having Jim Nance at, like, you know, 8 in the morning.
Yes.
You hear him talking in
yeah,
the morning. Wake up with your coffee and there's Jim talking.
You know, on the ESPN coverage, carrying it, and I'm like, ah, all right, this is cool, right? You know, finishing Tiger's round and, you know, we can just jump right into it.
Let's talk Tiger right away here.
Yesterday morning looked tough, right? I mean, and Dottie Pepper was commenting, he's not moving well, and clearly he looked in pain. Again, it looked like Riviera again, just in pain. And then the afternoon round different, right? I mean, the body was a little looser, obviously. It got into a bit of a rhythm, and, you know, I tweeted this out or X'd it out, whatever you want to call it. He's the toughest competitor in sports. To make the cut for 24 consecutive years, to play in, you know, play in pain the way he's played in pain, and it's a little different with golf. Like, just every step, you could tell he was in pain in the morning, and to grind that out, and then, you know, his goal was, all right, he probably segmented this thing. I've got to make the cut, and then I can start thinking about other things. And believe me, he knew the cut record was there. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it's one of the first things he said. He's going to go bust Freddie Couples' chops because he broke his record. Yeah,
Him and Gary Player had 23 consecutive cuts made, and Tiger now at 24. Here's what also is great about Tiger, and you just mentioned it there. The question in his press conference about, hey, you broke the record, like, what does it mean? Well, instead of giving the grandiose historical, like, well, this is what it means that I'm, you know, ahead of Player or Couples or 24 or what it means in Augusta National history, all this. He goes, quote, it means I have a chance going into the weekend. I'm here. I have a chance to win the golf tournament. I don't know how they're all going to finish today, but I'm done. I got my two rounds in. I just need some food and some caffeine and I'll be good. Like, he's not even thinking about the historical or, like, he knows he did it. He obviously was aware of it. But the fact that, what does that mean to you, that record? He jumps right to, I can win this, or I have a chance to win now.
And like, he does.
And that's what carried him so many years with that mentality, right, Jeff?
Right, well, that's Tiger, and that's why he's Tiger. A and B, what's another record to Tiger, right? I mean, how many course record, how many PGA Tour? He's got every record there is. So to him, except for one, Jack's.
Yes.
Yes. And that's great. I thought in the beginning of the day, when I was watching him in the morning, he is not going to get through this because he hit some fat irons, he hit some bad shots, he looked like he was struggling.
Yeah, he laid the shot over that first wedge shot of 14 there, like the approach, it was like, whoa.
Yeah, and the wind was howling and the course looked really difficult. I think it was good that he got done early because I think it seemed to get a little tougher even as the day went on.
Don't you think that helped him in some regards?
To get done early?
No, the difficult conditions.
Oh, I think that any kind of difficult conditions plays into his hands. You know, we talk about his ball striking. You know, he's still carrying the ball over 300 yards. But his pitching and chipping and all around the green, he hit it beyond 12 there into the pine straw or the wood chips there. And
yeah.
That was just a beautiful shot up and down. Very, very creative.
I also think he's got the mental toughness to handle those conditions. He probably embraced it more and doesn't whine about it.
Mm-hmm.
Much like if just look who missed the cut and look at how they finished in those tough conditions. And there are players I would not put even in the same stratosphere mentally as Tiger. Talent-wise, sure, but mental part.
But who is in his stratosphere mentally?
I say Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just, easy to say the number one player in the world, but I'm just, I see it. He sloughs stuff off. Like, he doesn't carry things with him, doesn't let it bother him. The other players, I'll use Justin Thomas, things bother him, and you can tell he's annoyed and stuff. And you look at his finish yesterday, double-double? He had three doubles?
Yeah, Thomas in the finishing holes, 15 through 18, double-double. Bogey, double.
Ouch.
7-5-5-6.
That's almost like you quit.
After playing flawlessly through 14 holes, I mean, he was even through 14 on a day where it was very difficult to score. Had 12, you know, 12 pars in there. So, like, was doing a good job, and then all of a sudden just blows up. And the cut line keep coming back.
Right.
Had he just had a little bit more focus there, he would have been in. As we could say the same about Victor Hovland, who on day one, Kevin, was actually up to -4 and was, like, on the top of the leaderboard or near the top there. And then he has this tap-in just mental breakdown. He also could have come to the final hole with a putt to make the cut, but lost that opportunity because he had that tap-in faux pas.
Lost his composure there.
There you Okay, yeah. And, hey, let's talk about the one who was talking all sorts of trash, if you want to use that before, and same deal, Mr. Garcia, right? Same kind of, you know.
His best years are so far behind him, feel like, though. He's not a factor in this, I don't believe, anymore. I could be wrong, but who knows, because he plays every season play.
The last Sunday, he was he had a putt to win from 3 feet.
Where?
At Doral.
At Doral, the live event.
At the live event.
That was my point, yeah.
Yeah, like, he lips it out, right, goes to playoff, dunks it in the water, loses to Dean Burmester.
Who?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I know who Dean Burmester is.
Yeah, I know that name.
But the general golf fan does not know who Dean Burmester is, right? But figure, he's coming in, he's coming in hot, right, Sergio? And he's even talking that way. We're coming for you.
Yeah.
All this stuff. Didn't he say to Justin Thomas, make your flight reservations for Friday? Well, he's accurate with that. But anyway.
Garcia finishes similar to Thomas.
Right. This is the point.
Bogey, 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 double bogey.
Double 18.
And he misses it by one.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
I mean, the conditions were tough there, and they can – they would blame the conditions, and they can. Tiger would not.
Yeah, those are outside factors. They can't influence the shot you're trying to hit right now. And everybody's playing the same golf course, and fatigue has to be a factor. I mean, if you've been there and walked those in the wind, and it's a major championship, and every shot is so hard, there's not a shot out there where you could just take a breath for a minute and just even laying up on one of the par fives is you got to hit it in the right spot because you're going to have a super tough pitch.
How about the Spieth quad?
Oh.
Finishing his first round at number 15 in the morning, he makes a 9, right? And didn't hit a terrible shot to produce that 9. He got Augusta Nationaled.
Yeah.
Right? And do you see how it went down? His third shot, he goes, he hits it to the back of the green with spin. And it's spin, and it's rolling down, and then just picking up speed and goes into the water. And it was one of those shots you say, did he hit a good shot? It looked like a normal shot a player would hit on a course. You hear about controlling spin, tough to do, and his only chance was to be over the green, frankly. And
that's no bargain.
And that's no bargain, right? Yeah. But that's where Tiger put it.
Right.
Playing the same hole. Made sure it was over the green.
Yeah, there's places to miss, and everybody talks about having played Augusta National. And I think as viewers, we all feel like we kind of know that too because we've watched this event so many years in a row and seen where the bad misses are and what happens to the players when they hit those shots. And even that shot into 15, the downhill wedge into that green, that's a hard, even for the best wedge players in the world, you've got to be able to control your spin, control your trajectory, try to pick where you land, and get a little bit lucky. But that's why it's a major championship.
Right.
And that's why it's a grind, and you're coming up. There's 18 holes. You got to finish them all, and, if anybody had an excuse to be tired and make a couple bogeys coming in, it would have been Tiger.
Eight rounds under par yesterday in the second round. That was it. No eagles on the back nine at Augusta National round. That's unheard of. That's how difficult the golf course was. And that's why, to me, Scottie Scheffler's round is more impressive. He played late and shot even par. He's tied for the lead. Homa had a nice round. DeChambeau, what shot?
73 for DeChambeau, one over.
Yep. Again, an impressive round, but Scheffler's was more impressive given those conditions in the afternoon. I mean, they were just howling out there.
You could see because the sun was getting low, you could see the greens. As good as Augusta's greens are, you could still see the wear and tear on the greens throughout the day. So late in the day, you're putting on 14 stimp meter greens, downhill left to righters with a they still roll great, but it's just so difficult. And I'm always amazed at the short games. You know, they all bash it and hit it great and bomb it down the middle. It's when they miss those greens, these players are so adroit and adept at just hitting these perfect little pitches with great speed.
What's so great about Augusta versus some of the other majors that we see is everything around the green at other majors is that high penalizing rough in a lot of places. How high can we build it up? Whereas at Augusta National, it's all those just runoff areas, and it allows for those really, really creative shots where guys are putting from 80 feet away, guys are chipping, guys are flopping. Like, and they also, the contour of the greens and the break, like, just you're thinking, why are they aiming there? And then all of a sudden, by the time the ball rolls out, you're like, oh, now I see why. But you know what Tiger said yesterday? Something about his scrambling game and getting up and down. Even in round one, I thought he did an amazing job early on when he was missing greens, is that he said, one of the things that you have to learn is that he said sometimes of when to attack, when not to attack, but he said the most important thing he's learned about playing Augusta National over the years is that if you're not going to hit a perfect shot, where does the ball have to be? And understanding, where can I get up and down from? And he put on a clinic in these first 2 days of getting up and down when he didn't necessarily have the putter in his hand on the green.
Well, isn't that what's made him great in all the majors? He avoids the big number.
Yes. No doubles yesterday at all for him the entire day on a day where guys were taking doubles all over the place.
Yeah, he's so good. And goes back to your point. He's mentally tougher. He knows how to make.
Look at the difference between him and McIlroy. In terms of their skill level, Kevin saying, who are players that are on his skill level? I'd put McIlroy in that group, Rory can't avoid the big number sometimes in these events.
As in all year, he's been in trouble.
And that's why he can't get to the finish line a lot of these times here.
Like the shot he hit into 11, he dunked it, his second shot in 11. That is the worst mistake there. Everybody in the world misses it right and tries to get it down.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's the miss you can't have. And to see a player of his quality make that miss was shocking to me.
Well, Rory plays like Mickelson used to play. Just all or nothing, right?
Full throttle. If you're going to make a mistake, make it at full speed.
Full throttle, right? The difference is, like, Rory won majors early, Phil did not, and you're like, and Phil finally won the Masters because he learned how to, all right, I don't need to
play smarter around the course.
Yeah, I don't need to go 6,000 RPMs every time, I go 3,000.
And this is why it is the best week of the year, because you get to see these guys come back to the course every year and fight. It's a fist fight out there yesterday for these. You have to be so emotionally, mentally drained walking off 18, especially Tiger, walking.
Sure.
23 holes, the whole body thing, the wind, the weather, your cut. I don't even think he was thinking about the cut, but I'm sure it was in the back of his mind, but he seemed to be shot.
I think it was thinking about, all right, what's my number I got to make to get to the weekend? I think that, because he knows anything can happen.
Did you hear his quote after the round? He goes, what does this mean? It means I'm within 8 shots and I got 2 days left.
Yes. Yes. Like he knows that back, he can catch fire on the back nine. He's Tiger Woods. Why wouldn't he think my body hurts. I know that hurts, but okay. And he gets over a shot. Like, all right, this is what I got. Here we go. Let's do it. And then I'll deal with the pain. I'll wince while I'm walking. That's gotta be what he's thinking, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And so, let's look at, The problem for Tiger is this. You've got Scottie Scheffler, who's, again, his ball striking is just unbelievable.
He's putting well, too. He hit some beautiful 4, 5, 6 footers yesterday. Yes.
You've got DeChambeau, who's not going to go away in the majors. Like, he's a tough customer. He has to be, frankly, the way he carries himself.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, if you're going to put yourself out there like that. Yep.
Yes. So he's not going to go away. And you've got Max Homa, who is really playing well. His ball striking has been great right now. So, Oberg, great young talent, shot an unbelievable round yesterday, really. Mm-hmm. Højgaard, we'll see. That's who's going to be playing with Scheffler today in the third round.
Second last group, yeah.
I think that works for Scotty, frankly. Homa's, it's going to be an uncomfortable pairing. Who's ever with DeChambeau, it's just an uncomfortable pairing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you got to essentially ignore him.
Well, he does things differently, and he hits it way past you. He's a different bird.
You have to ignore him.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can compete with Bryson DeChambeau in your group.
He's not a very popular co-player. He's not a very popular person to play with.
There won't be any. There won't be any conversation.
Yeah, no laughs right? and jokes.
Whereas Homa really took in and thrived and embraced playing with Tiger. I mean, we know Homa's been very vocal about the fact, like, look, he's like, Tiger's my idol. He was like, I wouldn't be here without Tiger Woods, that sort of thing. But he said yesterday, he goes, I really tried to just be a fan and have a better seat than all the rest of the patrons there walking around. And he said it helped him kind of not get, like, too over anxious and too much, oh my God, you know, what's, where am I at? Like, he's like, I get to watch Tiger and I get to play golf. And he's like, he kind of embraced that sort of piece. So for Homa, that attitude, I think, is great for him. He seems to be taking a much more relaxed approach. If for some reason Scheffler doesn't keep playing well, which I don't expect him, I think he'll be right there at the end. And it ends up, you know, Homa and DeChambeau. I mean, Homa's going to have a ton of fans out there for sure.
He's going to.
He's so popular already. But
well, here's the thing. I mean, they're playing at Augusta National. Any other tournament, they would be more vocal, right?
Yes. You don't hear I only heard one of those obnoxious screams.
Get in the hole.
Yeah, one of those.
It was on Jason Day's. Yeah. Yes, get in the hole, and he went in the water and jinxed him. I'm sure that fellow was escorted off property.
Yeah, they frown upon that. Yeah. Well, how about if Max Homa needed a laugh, he could look at Jason Day's pants while he was playing, too.
Or the shirt. The sweater.
The sweater he wore yesterday.
Apparently, I saw a tweet that Fred Ridley asked him not to wear it in the afternoon.
I saw that, too, from a couple different sources. Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, how do you say no to Mr. Ridley when you're a guest there at Augusta National? It's an invitational. That seemed like a poor decision.
It was a little obnoxious.
Yeah, he's trying to make a statement, I see, or maybe he got paid a lot of money.
I thought he was going fly fishing with those pants. Like, just
was that pocket? Was that a scorecard pocket? I don't even know. I don't think that fashion trend is going to catch on real soon. Maybe in Australia.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I just kept looking at him. I go, this is the Masters, dude.
He said, to Jason's credit, he said, for it's not really a golf brand. So they're trying to move their way into golf.
Got it.
All right. So it's not really your traditional golf brand. But, yeah, I'm not wearing the baggy pants. I
need baggy pants.
I need a baggy in the waist.
Right. But if they have elastic, it's even better. Yeah.
If you're around when a trend was there the first time, you shouldn't wear it the second time.
Good point.
So there you go. I know MC Hammer.
All right, tee to green, live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Ton of wind yesterday. We'll talk about that. Don Schneider, the director of golf and PGA Pro here at Pendleton Creek, going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, second hour of our show. We'll talk about the tip of the week and also some course information. And if you want to hold an event or a party here, how you can do it, or maybe get involved in some of the junior golf opportunities here. Tim Karjas from the First Tee coming up at 7:45. Also, later in the second hour, I got some Masters facts that we'll run through with here that I thought were super interesting. Some about the golf, some about the event.
So trivia? My answer is Tiger.
No. It's more of like just interesting facts that we can have some fun with debating. We'll talk about, we've got our Tee to Green Fantasy Leagues, our first week this week. We've got almost 100 people in it, which is great. Jeff Blank's bets, he's got those going on every day. We'll update you on he's doing. Our Duster Putting Challenge information going to be getting out on how you can sign up for that. So lots to get to here.
And we have an announcement of a special giveaway that'll be happening in June.
Ah.
So,
all right.
Preview. They call that a tease in the radio business.
Yes, they do. Yes.
See? 20 years of doing this, I figured that out.
So, before we get into our first break here, I want to finish this segment with just DeChambeau. So, he played brand new irons.
Yeah, I saw
this. Did you see that? That the USGA approved on Monday.
Bulge, like, and roll on the face is what I read.
So it was described, the article that I was reading from it. It's like, it says 3D printed irons that was approved by the USGA on Monday. Like, I mean, in some sense, it's a pretty bold strategy to come in the day that you show up to the event and getting your clubs approved just that day. I mean,
there's some insert that's got to be the 3D printed part, 3D printing metal.
I think they can 3D print metal. I think they can 3D print a lot of
things. My son's 3D printer does not do that.
Okay. But apparently, what I was reading is there's bulge and roll on the face.
Yeah,
of the
yeah it
iron.
Says the face have bulged to them. That's
kind of like a driver face.
Right, yeah, coach. Which seems counterintuitive for irons.
Right.
Like you said, he works differently. You know, he's got all one length clubs. He's got the biggest grips on tour. He's, you know, they're not tapered. He does,
right.
You know, his grip is different. All those things are different. Yeah. So that, but that, I heard about that and I thought that was very peculiar to do that on an iron face, but maybe he's,
it was, is it to reduce spin, correct?
Yeah.
It's probably a minimal amount
of Avoda irons are what they're called. AVODA, Avoda irons. And it says that, if, you know, what happens if you hit it on the toe of the club? Well, then it hooks. He's like, what if you hit on the heel? Well, then it cuts a lot. But he goes, if you have these special bolts that are in there, he goes, that ends up offsetting it. So apparently these clubs are helping him avoid his misses, I guess, a little better. Is that
say,
how,
if you hit it off the toe, aren't you typically going to hook an iron? If you hit it off the heel, yeah. You're going to cut it?
Well, yeah. with the bulge and roll, there's gear effect. So hitting it off the toe does make it curve back to the middle. That's why drivers have bulge and roll. So
yeah.
You hit it off the toe or the heel, it makes it curve back towards the center a little bit more.
I have bulge and roll, too.
That's a different
mid-section.
Kind.
Okay.
There is a center there. It's got its own gravitational force.
Sorry. Listen, you know what? Don't run out and ask. Don't go to Woods to Wedges and ask for bulge and roll on your irons.
No.
Just yet.
Yeah. Your video from Woods to Wedges was great that we saw this week.
Thanks.
Make sure you follow us on social media, T2G Buffalo on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, I had to get my putter
re-gripped.
And so I went over, and Donna and Kevin were there, and I said, hey, do you care? Can I film this? I think it might be cool for people to see how this is done. And it's a two-minute video. Do you know how many people have seen that?
I saw the number, yeah.
I looked last night, 178,000 it plays.
People are interested in grips, putting them on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, 178. Wow. Okay.
Well, she's the best at it.
She's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
like you see when she just lines it up, you know, she finishes, she, you know, she doesn't have to put on a machine. She can tell, and I trust her because she's done it before.
Like regular grips,
thousands of times.
Regular grips, it's less important unless there's a ribbon there if it's absolutely perfect because they're round. But putter grips, yeah, you got to have that perfect lift, flat front.
Well, here's the thing.
Square.
Donna's a heck of a player in her own right, so I trust her.
Yes.
Right? She's looking down the line there.
Yes.
I agree. All right, time out here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. We will come back with more on the Masters. 7:45, a little from the first tee of Western New York, Tim Karjas. Don Schneider here from Pendleton Creek to start off the 8 o'clock hour. More on the Masters, 2 hours this week. Thanks for being with us on Tee to Green with Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Back in a moment on WGR on Tee to Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no longer a secret that Lancaster Country Club is one of the best 18-hole layouts in Western New York. Challenging, fun, and always in great condition you expect from a private facility. What you may not know is Lancaster also boasts a par 3 course, completed renovations with a new grill room and banquet facility, and most important of all, a friendly, fun, and relaxing atmosphere. Members are ready to welcome you to the LCC family. Inquire today about membership opportunities by calling Mike Szabo at 716-684-3700 or visit lccny.com.
This golf course will expose any weakness you have. The greens are they're quick right now, and this wind is all over the place. We have to play a lot of wind on putts, chip shots, anything that basically gets in the air. It was a great test.
Thank you.
7:29, welcome back here on Tee to Green, live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club there. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Heard there from Tiger Woods. He, of course, making the weekend, extending his cut streak to 24 in a row. He's tied for 22nd at plus one. Going into the weekend, 73 and 72 in terms of rounds. But as we mentioned last segment, if you're just joining us, Tiger has avoided the big mistakes. And whereas some of the other big names in golf have had trouble with that, Tiger has done a really good job of that. We mentioned Justin Thomas. He's one of the big group of players that were on the outside looking in. He will not play the weekend. Here is what Justin Thomas, Kevin, has done in the last five majors.
Oh, can I guess first or no?
Sure. Last five majors. How many cuts made in the last five majors?
I'm going to say he's made one, and that's when he won the PGA Championship. Would that be in the last five? Oh, that's
a while ago.
Back.
Yeah.
Last five would be this year's Masters and last year's four.
I'm going to say 0 for 5.
I'm going to say he's made one cut.
Yeah. One cut. He's 1 for 5. Four missed cuts. His cumulative score in those majors is a 48 over par. Mm. He going into the 15th hole yesterday had a 99.97% probability rate of making the cut. And then blew up on those last four holes.
Melted down.
I mean,
he also, of course, remembered change caddies.
Right.
He got rid of Bones.
Yeah, last he had week. Matt Minister, the Rev on there. So he had a veteran caddy on. The double on 15, I think, led to the double on 16.
I would agree.
And that's where the damage was done. And then you go in double 18, which, the wind was really hard left to right there. But that's what I was kind of talking about with the mentality of, all right, you just doubled 15. It's going to happen to a lot of people with the wind and the way that thing was pitched, that way the greens pitched. So if you come off a double, what do you have to do in the next hole? You don't fire at that pin.
Yeah, don't chase it.
Yeah, absolutely don't chase it.
You know, also different mentality. John Rahm, who was struggling, doubles the 14th hole. He's outside of the cut line on the bad side of it. What's he do to respond on 15 and 16? This tough stretch to finish. He birdies 15. He birdies 16. Gets it in with a nice finishing par on 18. And
but at the
he
time
makes it by a shot.
Yeah, but at the time, he was outside.
Yeah, he was right.
Six over was out, and he felt you could tell the walk like he's just
he's thinking, I got to get to five.
Yes.
Yes. And that ultimately, was what he finished with. But I'm just saying, you could see he figured out a way of hey, I got to get this in here somehow, whereas all these other guys just fell apart.
Well, John Rahm is in that he's got the mental toughness. We didn't mention him.
Yeah.
I got to mention, before we go any further, talking about these LIV guys, and we're talking about, Day's sweater, right, he's told not to wear. I mean, you're going to let those goofy team logos at the Masters?
Those hats.
Right?
Yeah.
The best thing about those hats, they got New Era, so they got a nice backdrop to put their logos on. But, man, I'm telling you, looking at this line of fireball out there, it's just goofy.
Hey, you're not even allowed to have a Pepsi can at Augusta.
Yeah.
It has to be pouring in a cup. They're all these things, and then they allow
you have all these sponsor logos. I'm just saying these team, Cam Smith, what the hell is even that logo?
I don't know.
I don't know his team name, and I'm not trashing the team concept here at the moment. I'm just saying, man, we got a goat on a hat. All right, sorry.
Sorry.
Just my little soap.
You got that off your chest.
I'm not the only one looking at these team logos.
I think it looks weird. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if it was a cool logo,
It looks like some high school kid made a logo and designed his own hat for his hockey team or something.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Other names that did get in at plus six, as we mentioned there, it looked like it was going to be five for a long time. How about the fact that Wyndham Clark didn't get in there? He struggled and actually, he kind of ran his mouth a little coming into the event there. They asked him, about DeChambeau and playing, and he's like, well, this is not a 54-hole event, so I like my chances kind of thing. And then after shooting a pretty good first-round day, he shoot 78 yesterday, had a putt on 18 to make the cut and ended up missing. But Clark was making his debut, so I didn't have a ton of expectations for him here because, we talked so much about experience. So he ends up missing the cut.
Yeah, that was a dumb comment. He's probably trying to be funny, but like, did you not see Brooks Koepka last year at the PGA? Like, come on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's better to say nothing than if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, right?
I think he's trying to be a little tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
you know, be a little funny with it, and it doesn't look funny now when you miss the cut.
Yeah,
right.
Right on the number. Who will play and be in the first groups out this morning? Matsuyama makes it on plus six. Fowler makes it on plus six, keeping the par three contest. You know, jinx. There's still a glimmer of hope here, even though he's tied for 50th. No. He's not winning, obviously,
no.
But he makes it. Rahm plus five, Finau plus five, McIlroy plus four. How about Neiman? We thought a player. He also has been vocal about how he should be in majors. He got the invite.
Got a special invite.
Yep. And he's plus four. He didn't play well yesterday. He shot an opening round 70, and then yesterday 78. That, you know, that was a player that maybe people were kind of keeping an eye on for him, but yesterday he pushes himself very far back.
I still think there's room for these guys. You never know what'll happen today.
Yeah, like how far back could we realistically talk here? We're so only halfway through. Here's the thing: there are only there's only 14 golfers that are actually under par.
Right.
So, like, if you're a plus something, or even like you might be thinking, oh, I'm so many far, but there's not many that golfers to pass like there would be on a normal leaderboard here.
A and B, the weather's supposed to be better this weekend.
Yes.
So scoring could go down, or there might be opportunities for someone to get hot and go shoot a 64 and jump up eight or something spots today and get themselves in it for. And then it's the Masters, you know. So in today's moving day, and then Sunday, as we all know, I mean, if you're within four or five going into the back nine at Augusta, you're in it.
One player I want to ask you about, Kevin, because I know you follow him quite a bit on your PGA Tour radio schedule, is Xander Schauffele.
Yes.
He's 72, even. He's at even, obviously, for the event, and he had some high-profile players he was playing with, so you know we got to see a lot of Schauffele play here. He seemed to be putting himself in position maybe that could today maybe be a breakout day for him. We know we're all wondering when is his major going to come. Yeah. He's talented enough to win one here at some point.
Yeah, if I were to pick a major that Xander Schauffele could win, it would be the Masters.
Yeah.
Right? He's got the game for it. Really good putter, which will suit him well. He knows he's got to go out and shoot probably 500 today to give himself a chance because he knows Scheffler is not going to go backwards. Those guys aren't going to go backwards.
I can't even see him shooting par if it's a good day.
Yeah, what needs to happen for a guy like Xander Schauffele, right? He needs to go shoot 4 or 5 under today, and he needs Scottie Scheffler, DeChambeau, and Homan to shoot 2 under
something
or
like
par,
that.
Right? Yeah. Around there. That's what he's thinking, right? But what can he do about it? The only thing he can do is go out and shoot that 4 or 5 under par.
Yeah.
So that's what those players are thinking, and you know, the likelihood of Homa, DeChambeau, and Scheffler doing that, unlikely. You've got two guys who've won major championships in there. One guy who's won this tournament in Scheffler. I just don't see that happening. I just don't see them coming back. What I do see is someone like Schauffele going out and shooting 66, 65, yeah. Something like that. That's going to happen. Matsuyama will probably go out and shoot 63 today. It's just what he does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Another player that's right there, that quietly is right there at 3 under, is Colin Morikawa, 2-time major winner. Both days, he's under par. How many players in the field both days were in red figures? He's the only one. Oh, no, other than Homa. I'm sorry. There's two. Homa and Morikawa. Morikawa shot a 71 and then a 70. He's minus three. He's in a tie for fifth right now.
The other guy we haven't really talked about is Oberg.
Yep. Who was the only person sub 70 yesterday.
Yeah. What an incredible round that.
69 in that conditions?
Yeah. He's a stud. That guy's got game. He's an absolute stud. And it'll be interesting to see what he does today here in the third round. I don't see him folding. He just has a great mentality, a winner's mentality. But he's also someone who's 100 miles per hour, right? Like young guy go. He's got Skovern on the bag, Ricky Fowler's old caddy, who caddy for Tom Kim for a bit there. So he's got a veteran caddy on the bag, which will help him handle today. and Sunday if he plays his way. But it would not surprise me to see Oberg, you know, in the one of the final two groups tomorrow. Wouldn't surprise me a bit. Højgaard's the one I think might come back. Like, we saw that at Torrey Pines earlier this year, where some pressure got there and it just didn't perform.
Can you give us one thought on Cam Davis, Kevin? He's 3 under par. Maybe for those that maybe just don't know a little bit about him.
Yeah, no.
He's tied for fifth with Morikawa. He's right there.
Yeah, no, he's super talented Australian player, big guy, you know, long swing, hits it a mile. He won the Rocket Mortgage a couple of years ago in a playoff against Troy Merritt. And then he's like, wow, look out. This kid's going to take off. This hasn't really happened. And where is it? You know, struggling with putter at times here. But absolutely, could Cam Davis win this thing? If he won, I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, where did this guy come from? No, he's a really good young player. He's been a President Cupper. You know, he's one that I know they were looking at, you know, trying to move him to live. But, you know, he wants to stay and win majors. Like, he's that good of a player, yes. Idolized Adam Scott growing up, one of those guys.
Former Masters champion Danny Willett, tied for eighth. He's 1 under par coming off of that surgery. That's pretty impressive.
Where'd that come from? That's great. It's fun to see somebody like that. Now, there's a guy I don't think will keep it going for the weekend.
You
never know, but if you're taking a guess, he'd be the guy you're like,
But if they're a place you feel comfortable, and if you're Danny Willett, it's that back nine at Augusta, right? I mean, he was unbelievable when he overtook Spieth.
You have some really nice memories. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you talked about Tiger, you know, confidence is an amazing thing in golf. And it's absolutely necessary to play at the highest level at any level. And yeah, like Tiger, you got to be confident. I'm Tiger. Danny Willett, hey. I'm confident. I've won here before.
You know when you play a course that suits your eye, you know, you're a horse for a course, and you get to a certain point, like, all right, this is my hole. This is where I know to go.
Mine's Augusta, but they just don't let me go play.
Brian, yours is here at Pendleton Creek.
That's right.
Which hole do you get on and be like, all right, this is where I go. This is where I get it. I got through the you know, this little stretch here. Now I'm going to hit the...
I really feel confident.
It's hole one for you. I know. It's hole one.
Yes, it's hole one. No, hole one is hard. 205, right? Par three. Yeah. 13. It's a par five. And then I feel like the stretch of from 13 in, I love the finish here. So it makes me feel really good. Like, I always feel like if I can get to there, my mindset is like, okay, I'm going to,
I always have a number in mind at Lancaster. If I get through, if I can get through six and I'm 1-2 over at most, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a good day here because I got through
the hard holes.
I got through a little tough stretch there.
Isn't it interesting? There's certain holes that you always hit a good shot, and there's certain holes that you struggle. I remember working at Lancaster. There's a tough par four ninth that goes up the hill.
Yes.
I remember players, they couldn't hit. They hit great shots all day, and there they'd snipe two out of bounds, and then their day was
done. That used to be the hole for me. Now it's three. I can't figure out the tee ball on three, and my ego won't let me hit a 7-iron off the tee like I should and just get it down the hill.
Just hit better shots.
I'll compliment you, though, Jeff, because here at Pendleton, there's a lot of straight holes that you have to hit straight off the tee, and that you have really trained in me that, like, okay, whatever decision you're going to pick in terms of the club off the tee or whatever, still have to swing confidently and commit the commitment to the shot. I know you love saying that. I was definitely for years standing on the tee thinking, uh-oh, I can't go here. I can't go here. And I would hit a tentative shot, or I'm like, well, I can't go right here, so I'm going to try to aim it left or what. And I have really changed that mentality to just swinging confidently, committing to it. Do I still miss one now and then? Of course, because I'm not a pro. But I feel like my percentages in terms of hitting better shots have gone way up because of that mentality.
It's funny how when you're freewheeling out there, you always play better. How many times have you gone out with your buddies and you're just going to play a quick nine and you're just walking or getting on a cart and you're just hitting, and you play great because you're freewheeling. Now, put that into context at Augusta National. All right, so you've got a little something in your gut or a little bad shot that creeps in, and you're on the fairway at 11, and the wind's blowing right to left, and the pin's on the left, and there's that palm there, and you're trying to win the match. That's when you know,
if you're thinking about all that stuff, you're thinking the wrong things, right?
Right. Yeah. And if you're just thinking about where to hit it and what kind of shot, but that's where that confidence comes. That's where, like, hey, we're back. Tiger, yeah, I've hit this shot 1,000 times. I'm going to hit it one more time now.
That's
yeah.
where you need a caddy. Says, oh, love it. Go yeah. with it.
Just, right.
They don't, stripe it right, right there.
Those conversations yeah. when you hear them, and then the player finally, all right, I got the club I want, and then they make the decision, and
yeah.
then you're right. The caddy, love it.
Or that's that's to get them to commit.
Or
right?
That's your shot. You know, yes.
That's the caddy's job. And I used to hate playing with guys like you'd walk the guard. There's OB here. There's a hazard there. There's a trap there. There's a like, no, I'm just, especially the first time you're playing a course, sometimes you play great because you don't know where anything is. You just rip it down the middle. And then you got some guy in your ear telling you, don't hit it right.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't want to go there.
Oh, right. Yeah. But that's, you know, and this is what these guys deal with when they're in this tournament at the highest pressure cooker in the world. I mean, as any golfer, everybody has dreamed as a golfer to win the Augusta at Augusta, right? So can you imagine you're in the hunt on 15, and you got that club in your hand trying to hit that green in two, and you got about a 6-yard spot to land it in. Yeah. That's confidence to pull it off, athletic ability to do it, you know, training.
Well, the winners block it out. They yeah. block out all that other stuff. They just focus on that.
Yeah. You know, like people who have rabbit ears tend not to play well, because if you hear everything going on around you, that means you're not focused on your shot. You know, they were coming up 18 yesterday and some car alarms going off, but the players aren't. They probably don't even know. You ask them after 8, they get off 18, and they didn't hear the car alarm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I would say to a player after, hey, sorry, didn't even see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, didn't hear it, didn't see it. Oh.
Yeah, they're locked in and focused on what they need to do. All right, time out here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club on Tee to Green. 2-hour edition this week for Masters Week. We appreciate you being with us here on WGR. When we come back, we will talk to Tim Karchus from the First Tee of Western New York. Then into our 8 o'clock hour, Don Schneider here, the PGA Pro Director of Golf from Pendleton Creek. We'll get our tip of the week, playing in wind. You saw it at Augusta National yesterday. How can you do it when it's windy when you're playing? Lots more on the Masters, of course, here as we roll on. We're with you till 9 a.m. this morning with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Evan DePasquale is producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Hey, parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center.
The heart of Woods to Wedges Fitting Studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges, inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club and will be once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
I think going into any tournament, you want to get off to a good start.
And you did.
And yeah, so mission accomplished for today. And as far as the rest of the week goes, just I'm going to go home now and get some rest and then you know, try to get ready for the next day.
There's Scotty Scheffler.
I'm leading the Masters.
I'm fine.
Blah, 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 nothing. I'm going to go home.
Tied for the lead, yeah. Scotty Scheffler.
Or, you know, Meredith's not with him because she's expecting by the end of the month, right? And their first child. So he said, I actually had to make breakfast for myself this morning. This is just
welcome to the real world.
Somebody asked him earlier in the week if she goes into labor, like, what's he going to do? He's like, oh. And it was kind of the unprepared parent moment there, he said. Yeah, he's like, I guess... And he's like, I guess we're an unprepared. He goes, I guess I'm an unprepared parent. We hadn't had that discussion yet, or whatever. And I'm like, well,
then it was like he'd go.
Is he tied for 54th or is he tied for first?
He's going. You know what? He's going.
I think he would.
They could hold off that labor. Yeah, hold that. Keep that baby in a couple more days.
I will say this: the Schefflers, his parents, his wife, they are such nice people. It's unbelievable. And right. You want to know where he gets some of his toughness from? It's from Grandma. Because at the Players' Championship, you know, his grandmother had a walker, was rolling along, and my support cart, you know, if I needed to get somewhere, a four-seater, and I said to Meredith, who's pregnant, I said, hey, that's my cart over there. If you guys need to get in there, you know, Grandma, oh, thank you very much, you know, Kevin, blah, 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 blah. And I check in a couple holes. She's like, nah, Grandma's doing fine. Like, she's walking with everybody. Like, all right, there you go.
That's sweet. Welcome back.
Yep.
Welcome back here, T to Green, 2-hour edition for Masters Week on WGR. We're live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Let's bring in a guest here on the line from the first tee of Western New York. Tim Karches is with us. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Masters Saturday. Greatest week of the year.
That's right.
Yeah, what have like Christmas.
Yeah. You know, what have you enjoyed most about the Masters so far here through 2 days?
I just always enjoy all the traditions, you know, starting off with the amateur dinner and then the champions dinner, then the par three. Yesterday was a lot of fun to see the players have to adjust to those conditions. So it's always a great tournament, and it's great to see how the players adapt.
Yeah, it's there's always something at the Masters, and it's like the official kickoff to golf season for a lot of people. Here, but I know you've been working way ahead of that, Tim, you and everybody at the first tee, Western New York. But it's time to sign up for some programs, isn't it?
Yes. So we have registration open for our summer program. So registration actually opened a couple weeks ago. We do have some limited availability at some of our 15 area partner golf courses. So for people that are interested to sign kids up, they can go right to our website, firsttwesternnewyork.org. Click on the registration link and find the class and the course that best suits their needs.
So Tim, it was good to see you this week at the dojo, by the way. You guys are doing a lot of work. You've got a lot of programs. This has grown a lot. But people listening may not understand what the mission of the First Tee is. I mean, it's not just a junior golf program, is it?
No, First Tee Western New York, we're a youth development organization. And we teach life skills, and we do it through the game of golf. So as I previously said, we have 15 area courses we partner with. So we provide opportunities for kids to explore the game of golf during the spring, summer, and fall outside. And then through partners like Golf Dojo, we'll offer kids opportunities to play golf during the winter and some of the less ideal weather conditions. We have girls-only programming. We have leadership academies. Really, we're trying to make good golfers, but ultimately better people.
Amen to that. Let's talk about, you know, this takes funds to do so. And you've got a really cool fundraiser going on right now, a special raffle where, I mean, there's some great stuff that golfers can win.
Yeah, so we're running our 2024 golf raffle. So the grand prize is a custom set of TaylorMade irons. So the lucky winner will work with our team and work with TaylorMade to make sure they get the irons that's best fit for them. And then we have foursomes to some of the great area courses. We have foursomes at Seneca Hickory Stick, Peak and Peak, Harvest Hill, Glen Oak, Ironwood, Burncliff, Terry Hills. And then to finish it off, we're also giving 8 dozen TP5s out and then 5 dozen encore balls as well. So only 250 tickets are sold. So your odds are very good that you're walking away with a tremendous prize. And that raffle is going to go on till the end of April, and all information can be found on our website once again.
Tim, why don't you, if you could, first of all, you know, tell everybody what the website is, and is that the best spot for people to go if they want to get information either for how they can get involved in supporting these efforts or also to maybe sign up their son or daughter for some of the programs that you offer?
Yeah, so our website is firsttwesternny.org. If you're interested in registering your child, you just click on the Register My Child link. If you're interested in volunteering or getting involved with the program, you can click on the Contact Us form, and that will alert us that you're interested. And then also for the golf raffle, a pop-up will appear when you click on the website, and you can register for your raffle ticket right there.
And it's not too early to think about August and the For the Kids Golf Tournament. Tell us quickly about that, and folks, they can get in now, right?
Yes. So August 12th at Craigburn, we have our Kids First Golf Classic presented by Scroy Financial. So we do have some sponsorships available and also a couple foursomes. Hopefully we'll have the Tee to Green team back as they did last year, shot a very low number, so you guys represented well. It's a wonderful day, wonderful event. Lunch, golf at a premier golf course, and then dinner and awards afterwards. And this year we'll be having a silent auction, and we're very excited about the day. So it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous day as well. And you can find out more information by reaching out to me in my email. That can be found right on our website. That is firsttwesternny.org.
All right, good stuff. Well, Tim, you're doing great work to improve lives across Western New York. We see it firsthand. We're looking forward to playing in that event this August as well. So keep up the good work. We'll keep spreading along the information about it. And thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend of the Masters as well.
Well, thank you. You guys enjoy the Masters as well. Appreciate all the support and all the great things that you're doing for Western New York golf.
Awesome. Tim Karchus with us. Thanks, Tim. Tim Karchus from the First Tee of Western New York. Yeah, we last year, Kev, we played Craigburn at that event and got to see all those youngsters, how they carried themselves, and you can see they're definitely making an impact.
Yeah, about the tee shot Mike hit for us, Mike Wolski there on on the third hole, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Puts a pin high off the tee.
Yeah, it's better than mine. Yeah.
Just barely.
Or a little. My favorite were the two sisters on the par three.
Yeah.
They were fun.
It's a great program. Kevin and I, we both were on the board at one time for that organization because we believe in it, and what they do for kids is great. And it's a great way to introduce your kids, and they make it fun. And it's also the core concepts of golf are kind of wrapped up in everything they do, you know, integrity,
competitiveness. All those things are built in, and they do it in a fun way, and it's a national program. It's got some legs, and there's a reason it's successful.
If your kids play other sports and they're travel sports and you hate all the crap that goes on with that, this is not it.
This is not it.
This is a complete opposite. This is great stuff.
You're going to let your kid out of the car, and he's going to run up there because he's so excited to have fun that week. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, good stuff there. All right, let's take a time out here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club when we come back on TD Green. Hour two. It's Masters Week. We're going 2 hours. And when we come back, Don Schneider, the director of Golf PGA Pro here, going to join us. We'll talk more about the Masters. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Super windy there yesterday at the Masters. So Don and Jeff will give us their expertise on how to play it in the wind. We'll also have some information here on the course as well. That's all coming up. Hour number two of Masters Week. Good music here underneath. Makes all of us sound a little better with the music underneath. That's right.
Yeah, this is a blood pressure lowering tune in the background.
Yes, I agree. It's my white noise I sleep to on planets.
Hope everybody's having a great start to their Saturday morning. Thanks for being with us. With Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Hour two, Tee to Green from Pendleton Creek Golf Club coming up next right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelinksgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges, inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club, and we once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event, and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
I think going into any tournament, you want to get off to a good start.
And you did.
And yeah, so mission accomplished for today. And as far as the rest of the week goes, just I'm going to go home now and get some rest and then you know, try to get ready for the next day.
There's Scottie Scheffler.
I'm leading the Masters. That's
I'm fine.
Blah, 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 nothing. I'm going to go home.
Tied for the lead, yeah. Scottie Scheffler.
Or, you know, Meredith's not with him because she's expecting by the end of the month, right? And their first child. So he said, I actually had to make breakfast for myself this morning. This is
welcome to the real world.
Somebody asked him earlier in the week if she goes into labor, like, what's he going to do? He's like, oh. And it was kind of the unprepared parent moment there, he said. Yeah, he's like, I guess... And he's like, I guess we're an unprepared. He goes, I guess I'm an unprepared parent. We hadn't had that discussion yet or whatever. And I'm like, well,
then it was like he'd go.
Is he tied for 54th or is he tied for first?
He's going. You know what? He's going.
I think he would.
They could hold off that labor. Yeah, keep that baby in a couple more days.
I will say this: the Schefflers, his parents, his wife, they are such nice people. It's unbelievable. And right. You want to know where he gets some of his toughness from? It's from Grandma. Because at the Players' Championship, you know, his grandmother had a walker, was rolling along, and my support cart, you know, if I needed to get somewhere, a four-seater, and I said to Meredith, who's pregnant, I said, hey, that's my cart over there. If you guys need to get in there, you know, Grandma, oh, thank you very much, you know, Kevin, blah, 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 blah. And I check in a couple holes. She's like, nah, Grandma's doing fine. Like, she's walking with everyone. Like, all right, there you go.
That's sweet. Welcome
back.
Make it happen. Yep. Welcome back here, Tee to Green, 2-hour edition for Masters Week on WGR. We're live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Let's bring in a guest here on the line from the first tee of Western New York. Tim Karches is with us. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Masters Saturday. Greatest week of the year.
That's right.
Yeah, what have like Christmas? Yes.
Yeah. What have you enjoyed most about the Masters so far here through 2 days?
I just always enjoy all the traditions, you know, starting off with the amateur dinner and then the champions dinner, then the par three. Yesterday was a lot of fun to see the players have to adjust to those conditions. So it's always a great tournament, and it's great to see how the players adapt.
Yeah, there's always something at the Masters, and it's like the official kickoff to golf season for a lot of people. Here, but I know you've been working way ahead of that, Tim, you and everybody at the First Tee Western New York. But it's time to sign up for some programs, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so we have registration open for our summer program. So registration actually opened a couple weeks ago. We do have some limited availability at some of our 15 area partner golf courses. So for people that are interested to sign kids up, they can go right to our website, firsttwestnewyork.org. Click on the registration link and find the class and the course that best suits their needs.
So Tim, it was good to see you this week at the dojo, by the way. You guys are doing a lot of work. You've got a lot of programs. This has grown a lot. But people listening may not understand what the mission of the First Tee is. I mean, it's not just a junior golf program, is it?
No, First Tee Western New York, we're a youth development organization. And we teach life skills, and we do it through the game of golf. So as I previously said, we have 15 area courses we partner with. So we provide opportunities for kids to explore the game of golf during the spring, summer, and fall outside. And then through partners like Golf Dojo, we'll offer kids opportunities to play golf during the winter and some of the less ideal weather conditions. We have girls-only programming. We have leadership academies. Really, we're trying to make good golfers, but ultimately better people.
Amen to that. Let's talk about, you know, this takes funds to do so. And you've got a really cool fundraiser going on right now, a special raffle where, I mean, there's some great stuff that golfers can win.
Yeah, so we're running our 2024 golf raffle. So the grand prize is a custom set of TaylorMade irons. So the lucky winner will work with our team and work with TaylorMade to make sure they get the irons that's best fit for them. And then we have foursomes to some of the great area courses. We have foursomes at Seneca Hickory Stick, Peak and Peak, Harvest Hill, Glen Oak, Ironwood, Burncliff, Cary Hills. And then to finish it off, we're also giving 8 dozen TP5s out and then 5 dozen encore balls as well. So only 250 tickets are sold. So your odds are very good that you're walking away with a tremendous prize. And that raffle is going to go on till the end of April. And all information can be found on our website once again.
Tim, why don't you, if you could, first of all, you know, tell everybody what the website is. And is that the best spot for people to go if they want to get information either for how they can get involved in supporting these efforts or also to maybe sign up their son or daughter for some of the programs that you offer?
Yeah, so our website is firsttwesternny.org. If you're interested in registering your child, you just click on the Register My Child link. If you're interested in volunteering or getting involved with the program, you can click on the Contact Us form, and that will alert us that you're interested. And then also for the golf raffle, a pop-up will appear when you click on the website, and you can register for your raffle ticket right there.
And it's not too early to think about August and the For the Kids Golf Tournament. Tell us quickly about that, and folks, they can get in now, right?
Yes. So August 12th at Craigburn, we have our Kids First Golf Classic presented by Scroy Financial. So we do have some sponsorships available and also a couple foursomes. Hopefully we'll have the Tee to Green team back as they did last year, shot a very low number, so you guys represented well. It's a wonderful day, wonderful event, lunch, golf at a premier golf course, and then dinner and awards afterwards. And this year we'll be having a silent auction, and we're very excited about the day. So it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous day as well. And you can find out more information by reaching out to me and my email. That can be found right on our website. That is firsttwesternny.org.
All right, good stuff. Well, Tim, you're doing great work to improve lives across Western New York. We see it firsthand. We're looking forward to playing in that event this August as well. So keep up the good work. We'll keep spreading along the information about it. And thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend of the Masters as well.
Well, thank you. You guys enjoy the Masters as well. Appreciate all the support and all the great things that you're doing for Western New York golf.
Awesome. Tim Karchus with us. Thanks, Tim. Tim Karchus from the First Tee of Western New York. Yeah, we last year, Kev, we played Craigburn at that event and got to see all those youngsters, how they carried themselves, and you can see they're definitely making an impact.
Yeah, how about the tee shot Mike hit for us? Mike Wolski there on on the third hole, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Puts it pin high off the tee.
Yeah, that's better than mine. Yeah.
Just barely.
Or how about the little. My favorite were the two sisters on the par three.
Yeah.
They were fun.
It's a great program. Kevin and I, we both were on the board at one time for that organization because we believe in it, and what they do for kids is great. And it's a great way to introduce your kids, and they make it fun. And it's also the core concepts of golf are kind of wrapped up in everything they do, you know, integrity, competitiveness, all those things are built in, and they do it in a fun way, and it's a national program. It's got some legs, and there's a reason it's successful.
Because your kids play other sports and they travel sports, and you hate all the crap that goes on with that. This is not it.
This is not it. No.
This is a complete opposite. This is great stuff.
You're going to let your kid out of the car, and he's going to run up there because he's so excited to have fun that week. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Good stuff there. All right. Let's take a timeout here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club when we come back on TD Green. Hour two. It's Masters Week. We're going 2 hours. And when we come back, Don Schneider, the director of Golf PGA Pro here, going to join us. We'll talk more about the Masters. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Super windy there yesterday at the Masters. So Don and Jeff will give us their expertise on how to play it in the wind. We'll also have some information here on the course as well. That's all coming up. Hour number two of Masters Week. Good music here underneath. Makes all of us sound a little better with the music underneath. That's right.
Yeah, this is a blood pressure lowering tune in the background.
Yeah, I agree. It's my white noise. I sleep too on planets.
Hope everybody's having a great start to their Saturday morning. Thanks for being with us. With Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Hour 2, Tee to Green from Pendleton Creek Golf Club coming up next right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday only golf memberships, youth golf membership, so many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Metis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a train. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.